Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Eleanor Litwack, CPA and partner of Outsourced Accounting and Advisory Services. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Della. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Would you please share a little bit about yourself and your company?
Of course. Happy to be here. Like you said, I'm with GRS CPAs and Advisors. I'm here in the New York area, although the firm is heavily based in the DC area. I've been with the firm about 12 years and have always been in CAS. Prior to GRS, I was an audit intern with PwC, but I went right into CAS about 12 years ago due to the part-time nature that was available. I was a young mom at the time, still am. But it worked well for me over the years, and it seems to be the perfect fit. It was fate that I landed here immediately.
That's wonderful. And with CAS such a huge focus as we've gone through 2020, what a better place to be right now, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
So Eleanor, how many years have you been attending the Digital CPA Conference?
I've been at the conference about 5 years. This would be my fifth year. And I've been on the advisory board. This is my third conference year on the advisory board, which has been a wonderful experience.
As you're familiar with the Digital CPA Conference and it being a knowledge learning setting that brings support and change management amidst the acceleration of time, we really focus on the important aspect of presenters and their knowledge and experiences and providing insight into what's next now. So the conference learning opportunities focus on driving transformation practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. The Digital CPA Conference brings together individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. So Eleanor, what makes you most excited about the Digital CPA event?
Call, because there's so many exciting things about it. But I think what comes to mind first is the peer group that I interact with every year at the conference. It is a nice, very tight-knit community where we look forward to seeing each other every year, and we always have newcomers, but we learn from each other, and we're all sort of in the same boat all around the country, innovating in different ways. And the conference sort of officially brings us together every year to share our experiences and learn from each other, which is just invaluable.
That is so true. The learning opportunities that take place are very strong and very useful after you leave the conference and go. What's the greatest impact that the community has brought to your practice?
I think for us, it's taught us to step away from the grind, even in the busiest time, and work on the business, because it's constantly changing, and there's so much out there to try and to fail, which is important. But if you're just like going from client to client and stuck in your actual work, then you can easily forget to apply what you learned at the conference or the other learning opportunities that we have. And so I think it's, you go every year and you're encouraged to actually take action and keep up with it throughout the year. And for us, we send multiple people to the conference from all departments, so that we sort of have that community also within our firm, and we're able to use our takeaways in ways that change our business forever. So we learn from the conference, we learn from our peers at the conference, and then we do our best to actually apply what we learn, so we're not just checking off another CPE box. Like, this is a real, true learning experience.
Well, thank you for sharing that. So why are you invested in client advisory services?
For me, like I mentioned earlier, I happened to land in it after thinking I was going to be an auditor. And at the beginning, the value in it was flexibility. I was a staff accountant, and I needed something where I can progress in my career, but be flexible and juggle my personal home life. But it just spiraled from that into my long-term passion. That was 12 years ago, and that I would never think that this part of public accounting would be at the forefront and so fast-paced and fit my skill set so well. There's a lot about it. I mean, we're helping clients every day. Not that auditors and tax people aren't, but it's a different kind of helping. We belong to so many teams because we're running accounting departments all over for our businesses and the nonprofits that I work with, which is so rewarding to have like a true impact and see the fruits of our labor day to day and week to week. It speaks to me. And also the technology side, we have all this stuff that we learned on the CPA exam, which, you know, it's still the backbone of accounting and what we do, but the technology has become like this separate body of knowledge that we've had to keep up with, even though most of us, at least for me and my colleagues, didn't officially study it in college, but we're now becoming, it's like gaining a new skill set that we never actually thought that we would have, but we have to just keep with the times and stay relevant. And that is exciting and challenging, and I personally love it.
I can hear that in your voice, and technology is definitely a force and is driving us forward in 2020. So it is important to stay on top of all those new things that are coming into the market. So what do you believe the value of being part of the digital CPA community is? I mean, I heard you say, you know, interacting with your peers as well as the takeaways after the conference. Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to share?
It's like the brainstorming of ideas and learning from other people's successes and failures. That is almost like a shortcut. So we have like-minded firms, and everywhere is different. So like something that might have been a failure for me, I might meet someone at the conference who I'm like, wait a minute, this would actually be great for your situation. And it works both ways. So we've made big impactful changes just from having that like brainstorming opportunity with the other firms, and that we never would have had that type of collaboration and learning from each other if we didn't have digital CPA tying us together.
So do you have any advice you can share on how to select a niche for a CAS practice? I heard you mention nonprofit in yours when you were speaking a little bit ago.
Yeah, so for us, we're part of a larger CPA firm that does both tax and audit. So our niche came naturally to us because our firm specializes in nonprofits. But it's still something that others who are just starting up can learn from, which is to do something that you're good at, and also, you know, an industry that you know well, because you want to kill it. You don't just want to provide accounting services and punch in and punch out. You want to provide analysis and advisory, and you can't really do that artificially. You have to choose something that you're good at or you could be good at. And also choosing something, if you're in CAS, so something that is actually a good, like efficient, an industry that you can be efficient in. So not everything could be standardized or automated, or like I imagine there are certain things out there that would not be good candidates for outsourcing their accounting. And also just from a business development perspective. So who are you networking with? Who's surrounding you? Where are you going to pull clients from? Those are all things that I would take into account if you're starting up, or you maybe have, you're dabbling in different areas and you're looking for a niche. So do what you're good at, do what's around you, and start there.
Very practical words of advice. Thank you. Eleanor, yeah. As the accounting profession has experienced rapid change this year, do you have any final comments you would like to share as we look to what's next now?
I think especially now what comes to mind, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and it applies this year more than ever, is to be open to change. Not everything is going to stay the same. And sometimes, like this year, you're going to be forced into change, and other times you have a choice. You could stay dormant and keep doing what you're doing, and that might be fine for some people. But if you're looking to grow your business and stick around and make an impact, you have to be open and seeking change in order to stay relevant and keep with the times. So that's really what comes to mind, particularly now in 2020.
Very true. Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your insight and your comments and look forward to seeing you at the Digital CPA Conference.
Look forward as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Della. It was great chatting with you.